So the British government decided to review our diplomatic, foreign policy, development policy, security policy and trade policy all in one document, a big review that perhaps was ever on a different course, the biggest different course since the Cold War in relation to policies around the world. And it focused on four areas, advancing science and technology, advancing free trade around the world, getting our security position right, and using Britain as a force for good. And by that we mean operating as a strong international partner around the world, particularly in Africa, on things like working on climate, standing up for open societies, free elections, human rights, and continuing our support, particularly to the African continent, on international development.
Now, what does the integrated review mean for the UK in Africa?
Well, for the UK in Africa, it means we want to have a deeper partnership. We continue to contribute £10 billion of overseas development assistance. We want to focus as well on helping the immediate humanitarian problem where there is famine, but also the longer term. So looking at providing girls with quality education for 12 years, which will have a transformational impact. It means, you know, more shorter term, helping with the COVID crisis, supplying vaccines through COVAX, where we've already helped supply 15 million doses over 26 African countries. But more than this, it's showing the way forward and the benefits of free and open societies and free trade, not only around the world, but within Africa through the Africa Continental Free Trade Area.
Minister, the UK has many competitors in Africa. How will you differentiate your offer?
Well, I think the UK is in a different position and has a deeper history and relationship with many African countries compared to other international competitors such as China and Russia. And we want a much more open partnership, a less transactional partnership based around values as well as trade.
Tell us a bit about what is happening with the UK-Africa trade now that you've left the European Union.
Well, we've signed 16 trade agreements. We want to do more. Longer-term countries move out of lower-income status. We want to make sure that that trade continues to be as free and liberal as possible. We're particularly doing more on manufacturing, so there's more value added to goods that use African resources. So the value added and the value of the end product, more of that is retained in-country. Because it's fine for us to talk about development. We've got a big development commitment across Africa. But Africa's future really is about having productive economies, having growing economies, and having good taxation systems and good politicians that support spending of that taxation system. And that's the way forward. So it's much more complex and multifaceted, the partnership that we want, which is very different to the partnership that other countries want, which is much more transactional.
Before I let you go, Minister, what is the UK doing to get COVID-19 vaccines to Africa?
Well, firstly, we were in partnership very early on with African countries and the African Union and provided money to the African Union Centre for Disease Control, because it's very clear that the spread of the virus has been different in characteristics across Africa and in some cases within Africa. The experience has been different. We were an initial supporter of COVAX. We put in £584 million into COVAX. That has helped provide 15 million doses across 26 African countries. And we've also said when this pandemic started, we ordered a large number of vaccines, some of which we will not need in the UK, and we will commit to distributing the majority of those through the COVAX facility, which will help the developing world, which is predominantly African.